Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No. What he just said, erase.
Lines are moving here based on injuries and how teams have played.
Come on, you know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
That is, with no respect, the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if that is your opinion, just know you are a buffoon who needs to go back to the drawing board.
And Donnie Rightside.
Now at least the shadow ban's off my account. So, I mean, come on now. We're living. We're out here living now on Twitter, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 159.
It's the best time of the year. Coming up on the holiday season. And so many things to review and also look forward to. Rams, Packers tonight, freezing cold Lambeau, but I know this weekend is going to take a lot of time to go over, digest, and how we're moving forward because epic wins, epic losses, ridiculousness, we had it all this weekend, and we're going to talk about it right here, K-Dub, on Moneyline.
One of the best weekends of the year, a late entry. This happens in wrestling occasionally, Donnie, where you know, people get their match of the year lists in order. And, you know, somebody on December 9th has this unbelievable match. Like, oh, come on, man. I got to redo this whole thing now. This thing just throw everything off. We've had a lot of great weekends. Because, you know, I don't think people realize, but hey, it's Christmas time. But we're like a week away from doing the, or 2 weeks away from like, man, what was the best moment of the year? And I feel like you've got about four entries that happened over the last 48 hours. Incredible stuff.
Incredible stuff all the way around. You know, things still up for grabs in the NFL. Some craziness that went down with ridiculous plays to great plays to unclutch plays to super clutch plays. It certainly had everything that you can deal with. Now, as we look at it moving forward, I was telling Kevin this morning, whoa, there are some weather conditions. You think 16 degrees is cold tonight? We might be playing games in negative territory next week, which is insane. And by the way, you also brought up a pretty good topic here this morning was, Jalen Hurts talking about, hey, man, that's the coldest I ever played in here, which you wouldn't have known because he threw for a million yards there. But it just tells you of the weather conditions moving forward and who can play and who can't. And I'm going to start with this, Kevin. The notion that, like Green Bay, oh, we love this weather. Not a single player on that football team likes that weather. Stop the madness. You know what I mean? Like, enough with that, like, we love to play. Nobody loves to play in the cold weather. If you ask on a man, the Packers, hey, by the way, you can move Lambeau to South Beach this weekend. Would you do it? No! I love the cold weather. I want to play here. Stop it. Stop it. Nobody likes the cold weather.
I don't want to go as far as to say that Miami had an advantage against Buffalo. That would be wrong. Mm-hmm. But I bet you Miami was more excited about Saturday's game than Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Because Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and Stephon Diggs are in this cold, freezing, snowy atmosphere more often than not. It's why the shirt, what a phenomenal shirt, by the way. Win or loss, I don't care. I wish it was colder, Mike McDaniel. Yes. 10 out of 10. Jalen Phillips is warming up pregame without a shirt on. Because they are embracing the cold because it's up against them. For where these guys, it is normal. But just because the Rams are coming over from L.A., I like the idea, right, that, like, Baker Mayfield has, all week at practice has been, like, going without a shirt on. You know what I mean? Just, like, in 90-degree weather, and he's going to show up to Lambeau, like, what is going on?
Yeah. Now, I love this time of the year because it does play in, and it's, you know, sports in general are always interesting. Hockey, Kevin, they're playing indoors the entire season. basketball indoors the entire season. It changes a little bit in Major League Baseball, but football literally goes from you can be playing in 100-plus degrees on the field, like you saw Miami and Buffalo, and then have like a 100-degree change by the end of the season, depending on where you're playing. It's insanity that it happens. But also, looking back at that game on Saturday night, you had to feel like when you saw the weather conditions, the Buffalo Bills are like, hey, I got Josh Allen back here. Like, I have the ultimate, like, you know, road paver. Bring on all the snow you want. And when it wasn't snowing, the Miami Dolphins probably perked up like, hey, you know what? We got a legitimate chance at this. And quite frankly, so, Miami should have won that football game. You're up 8. You got to win that football game. They didn't, which opened up the door now for the Buffalo Bills to clinch the division and start to have some, hey, you know what? Maybe we will get the number one overall seed.
It's funny. Again, we had so much to get to this morning. I almost felt like everything we did this morning, like we'll just run it back tomorrow, and we'll. And I mean, that's the beauty of this show, kind of in a way, is we can do this where it's like, hey, sorry, I had about 800 other things to mention. The difference in the Bills winning that game and losing that game, you can't even begin to overstate how important that is. Controlling your destiny for the number one seed, as well as they locked up the AFC East officially with that win, or one win away from doing so.
I thought they said they had locked. Let me see the official standings.
They're three
standings
up
here
on Miami now with three.
They
to
have
play
the X, which is clinch playoff berth. So no, they haven't clinched the division yet.
But with a loss, all of a sudden Miami's beat you head to head twice. Division hardly wrapped up. You just popped off the one seed. That's gone. And if you lose to the Cincinnati Bengals in 2 weeks, I mean, we're talking about all of a sudden you're the fifth seed, sixth seed, like having to be road warriors throughout this postseason. And now how about the Dolphins? Losers of three in a row. They're the last team in right now. And they got saved somewhat by the Patriots collapse and the Jets collapse.
Yeah, no, there's a lot to talk about here because as you come down to the end of the season, a lot more games mean a lot more here, and some don't mean anything at all. But one that meant a lot yesterday, come on, Belichick. What are you doing out there? Come on back. It's Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As I'm watching right now, Kevin, this play on repeat, it seems like on every network. The New England Patriots, Las Vegas Raiders, final play of the game. One of the more astounding that you will ever see. I'm going to get to that. But I want to bring this up also. Late last night, a key play. Robinson up the middle, one-yard touchdown run, flag down. Illegal procedure, basically, not lining up correctly on the Washington Commanders. Wide receiver. It was Terry McLaurin. Well-respected young player in the NFL. And I got to tell you, something doesn't sit right with me. I'm going to equate it to another play also, Kevin. This was probably about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Let's start with Terry McLaurin. I played wide receiver. I probably had conversations with the line judge 1,000 times. Because every single time you line up as the widest of the wide, you are within usually 10 yards or so from the ref. And you point to him. And hear me out on this. It's a sign of respect to the referee. You can line up wherever you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you're actually asking him, like, hey, look, coming out. I'm on the line. And always, hey, man, move up a yard. Move back a yard. Move up a little bit. You're good. Let's go. Plenty of time to get set for the play. When you come out there as a professional, and you know McLaurin has done that many times, he even said after the game, hey, look, I thought I was in the right spot. He okayed it. He said move up a little bit. I did. And the flag flies. It's almost like a sign of like this. Like, why would that be? And also, I need to get involved in why that happened. Because if you remember a couple years ago, one of the key plays, which I actually ended up losing money on this game, the New England Patriots were on the road to take on Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. If you remember Tom Brady throwing an interception and the late flag comes down where, was it, who was the, I think it was D Ford.
Houston?
Might have been D Ford.
Oh,
it was either Houston. I think it might have been D Ford.
No, I think you were right, D Ford. Yeah.
He was lined up off sides. Marginal at best here. But defensive linemen don't look out at the referee and say, hey, look, am I lined up okay? But usually what happens and why Andy Reid was so upset with that play after the game, it wasn't that his guy was off sides. But unless you're literally like, I'm lined up in the backfield, the referee will usually come over and say, hey, D, you're getting a little bit close there. I'm going to have to call it. But there was none of that at any time during the game other than a questionable play at the end, which, granted, cost them the game because they intercepted. The game's over. If not, game continues. They tie it up and lose in overtime at that point. But my question is, why is the ref calling that play? And also, I could see, Kevin, if it was a design screen pass, some fluky thing out here, and he had to run 30 yards. Hey, look, man, you got a head start. You can't do that. Why did that play have to be called?
Yeah, it is. It's really, really difficult because it's plays like that where you get some people talking about games being rigged, fixed, and I don't think that's the case at all. I don't, right? Because, again, we don't think that's the case here. You don't, right? I can comfortably assume as much, right? But, you know, the chatter this morning on Washington radio, right? NFL making sure the New York media is going to get a spot, right? The New York-based team is going to get a spot in the playoff. But it's so ridiculous. But in some ways, Donnie, it might make more sense than any of the reasons you are actually going to get as to why that penalty was called. I never played wide receiver. You did. Mm-hmm. So you let me have that experience. But I've always kind of envisioned a part of a wide receiver getting in his stance is just pointing towards the sideline. It is as if it's all in one motion. And it doesn't actually matter where you are, right? It's actually, so you know when teams have to, you know, hurry up and spike the football? It, like, freaks me out because I'm like, oh, there's no way anybody's lined up correctly. But I feel like there's just this thing in the NFL. It's like, no one cares, right? Like, we're not going to decide football games based on where you're lined up, marginal differences. What's so difficult to understand is if Terry is going to check with the guy, right?
Yes.
Like, it's as if he's saying, like, and he's obviously inconsequential to the play. It's also befuddling. Here's what struck me in terms of a comparison. I'll see if it lands for you. Maybe not. But the perfect game, that was not. I believe it was Galarraga, the Tigers pitcher, that had it completely robbed from him. Yeah. And if you watch that, what was so – and I think Jim Joyce is the only umpire's name that I know. Because as a kid, it's one of those things you go into school the next day and you are screaming and yelling about, can you believe this? Can you believe this? So you like bury Jim Joyce's name in your head. And he was obviously apologetic after. And I almost just, I feel as if Jim Joyce was overwhelmed in the moment, right? A play that really wasn't even all that close, where a guy was clearly out, cost this guy perfection. And I'm not trying to defend the referee. But in the same way that Jim Joyce's explanation makes nobody feel better and is like, maybe you're not qualified for this job, like, I just wonder if it's the same thing for this official, where he almost just, like, had a lapse in judgment where, like, he was overcome in the moment and made a really bad decision. And you can't take it back, I guess, in a way, right? Like, it's kind of like hand off the chess piece, even though that's not true. Flags get picked up all the time. I just...
Yes.
And you see how far off the reserve I have to go here to try and explain what I think maybe happened, because there really is no explanation for that flag being thrown.
None at all. None zero. And for the people out there who go, well, it's his job to get lined up. You understand part of your job
lining up
is you are pointing at... Because, trust me, and again, I have thousands of plays under my belt at the wide receiver position. There are times where I pointed at the ref and all, it's simple. You're jogging out there, on the line. All right, move up. Yep, you're good. Like, that simple. It takes like 3 seconds for him just to okay it. And as long as he does it's going to be fine. Trust me. There are times where he's told me to move up. I'm like, I think I'm off sides. But it doesn't matter. He told you that. Right. And it's the same way where I could see if it's one of those, like, you're jogging out. He's not talking to the ref at all. And the ref's like, hey, you know what? By the way, you lined up about a yard off last time. Just make sure you clear it with me there. I still have no idea because, again, the play didn't cut. It wasn't a fade pattern. It was like, hey, you took advantage of it. You were back. You should have been up. There was nothing like that at all. And for you to throw the flag on that moment on a touchdown run, which then I'm changing the game because we don't know. Maybe the two-point conversion is incomplete. Maybe you don't win at all. But it would have been nice to see. Like, you shouldn't judge it on that.
I agree with you. I do think that's being lost in the conversation, and I understand why. But they still had a two-point conversion to go, with the Giants then, at the time, would have been tied with 50 seconds remaining in the football game. And then maybe you could have had overtime. And all I'm saying, and I'm not saying the Commanders deserve to lose the way that they did, but those teams played 9 quarters against one another, And at no point did the Commanders look better than the New York Giants. Now, that's not going to make anybody that's a Commanders fan feel better. And it's damn sure not going to make a Commander better feel any better about the game. And it, and that, by the way, impacts way more than just people that have, you know, Commanders minus 4.5 pregame, which all of a sudden has life. Overtime walk-off touchdown.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the total, by the way, 40.5 right there in the mix. Countless, countless live bets. Brian Robinson Jr., anytime touchdown scores.
Oh, my God. Over 1.5 rushing touchdowns in the game. Yes, would have came in.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Every single play you watch that you think is meaningless, I promise you it mattered life or death to someone else. A life or death is extreme, but you get my point. It So a play like that transitions about 1,000. People probably bet Giants minus 7.5, right? Would you be surprised? Alt spread, right? I'm just saying, those are the kind of things that make a difference to people. I, by the way, am not as up in arms over the DPI non-call.
Neither
because we see that happen. DPI is missed all the time. At the end of every play, a wide receiver gets up and pops his head up. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And again, we go through the same scenario, right? Okay, they get it, ball to one. Can he get the conversion? This, that, and the third. Like, the Commanders did not look like the two-point conversion was going to be any kind of guarantee. But again, you hate that opportunity was taken away from them if you're a Commanders fan or backer.
Yeah, no, and I just wanted to set that straight because there's always those opinions that are going around what's right and wrong, and it's usually, again, just a matter of respect. Ask the referee, no matter where you end up lining up, he's never going to throw the flag, and for that to happen where, and also, sometimes you hear the player be like, hey, you know, I didn't check with him, that's my fault. I'm like, no, all game long, you watch me, I pointed at him, he still threw the flag. I thought I was lined up, he didn't think so, and that's the way it goes down. It's a bad look. It is a bad look, and some people get fired over that. Maybe not the referee, but some players in the organization might not have a job because why? If you don't make the playoffs, everybody's job is on the line. We'll be right back, and yes, we're going to talk Patriots. Trust me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's the holiday mood. That's the holiday mood I've been looking for right here. A little Christmas music bringing us in the afternoon on a Monday. Armchair Quarterback, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Phone lines open, and we're ready. 844-843-6879. AR calling in today on Monday. Let's go. What do we got, AR?
Well, you know, I had to jump into you guys' conversation about this Giants-Commanders game.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
You know, I'm a diehard Commanders fan. K-Dub, did you watch the game?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, 387 to 285 was the total yards.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Almost 400 total yards. Mm-hmm. Inside the 36 times and one touchdown out of all that. I ain't even going to the BS about the plays at the end. We didn't lose that game because of that. We lost that game because of incompetent quarterback play and bad play calling. That simple. We have those two things.
Mm-hmm.
We have those two things all year. We beat 10-3.
Yeah, if you guys had better – and that was what Wentz was supposed to be. And there was a 2.5 game window where he gave it to you. Then he's right up into the Eagles.
Correct.
Things ran apart. I do honestly think I'd give Wentz a spin. My worry is, if I was in the room having this debate, it's similar to Mike White, Zach Wilson. I think the Commanders players believe in Taylor Heinicke. And if they have that belief, I can't pull it away from them. And by the way, I'm not sitting here telling you that the Giants beat you guys up and down the field. But when you need a miracle, not a miracle, but you guys needed a late drive to force overtime the first one, Giants ended that game with a kick at the buzzer to have a chance to win the football game. And it basically played out the exact same this time in Washington. I have a hard time coming away from those games with people telling me, like most people are, AR, that the Commanders are this markedly better football team, while I got to hear that the Giants are the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go that far, but I do feel like there's more talent on the Washington side than the Giants. I mean, And I agree with you. I heard y'all's debate about it early this morning. Man, you know, I just wanted to call in and say that, and I wanted to shine the light on the real reasons we lost the game. It wasn't because of the pass interference, no call, or none of that. You got to get it together, man. You inside the 36 times, and you only score one touchdown. I think so.
Playoffs. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah. Just like K-Dub said, the Wentz going to be in there the last two games. Our ceiling on offense is a lot higher with him in there. But I'll let y'all get to it, man. Y'all have a good one.
Good call. Appreciate there you go. They are checking in. He's right, though, on a lot of stuff, because most people will say that last, and same thing we were playing, right? That last play they had, there's no guarantee they either get the two-point conversion or even go to overtime and win it at all. Would have been nice to see, because nobody, either way, likes the refs to impact a massive moment unless it's egregious. And that might be one of the least egregious penalties like I've ever seen, right, get called. And they go, oh, you go, holding, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like on the left tackle when it went to the right side on a one-yard play, right? Come on now, you can't call that. But the fact of the matter is there's a procedural penalty on a wide receiver checking with the ref and the ref giving him the okay and then throwing the flag. It is pretty tremendous theater, though. It really is.
Look, it is a heartbreaking defeat. And I think what's got to be equally miserable for Commanders fans like AR is, last season, for those that remember, this was a team that won the division. Now, they did so under 500, but with awful, awful quarterback play. I know, or was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Excuse me, 2 years ago. That's right, because you and I weren't working together at the time, but I remember we basically realized that we were saying the same thing while being, you know, not together. You were roasting Alex Smith. Now, you were probably having a lot more fun with it than maybe necessary.
Oh, yes.
But
that's
hardly the point. The thing is, people looked at the Commanders as like a team that, man, they're just a quarterback away, man. And they have not really come close to finding that quarterback. As much as I was optimistic about Wentz potentially bringing to the table, even if I think Wentz is better than Heinicke, Wentz getting injured again is the thing that Wentz does. And it's hard to defend, right, Donnie?
Yeah.
So this Commanders team, whatever the best options out there on the table are, and we've seen, you know, there's usually one or two options on the table that you didn't think were going to be on the table, Lamar Jackson. The Commanders should be as in the mix as anybody in the National Football League trying to upgrade their quarterback position. They have to.
No, you're right about it. And that's it all comes down to the – because the fact of the matter is, like, hey, Washington's in a better spot because it's not your future. Come on, man. That's why teams spend so much money and so much draft capital, because if you can find your franchise guy, everything usually works out. Look at the Green Bay Packers, for instance, right? They stumble on Aaron Rodgers. It's either going to be him or Alex Smith, number one. He goes down in the mid-20s. You get him. You could mess so many other things. Tom Brady and the Patriots, late-round draft pick. You stumble into the best football player of all time, and then you see, by the way, Belichick's the smartest man in the room. Or does he have the best football player that ever lived? It's like, you know, Phil Jackson. Oh, man, greatest coach I ever met. What? Because you have Michael Jordan and or Kobe and Shaq in their prime. What is it, right? Who, if you put Phil Jackson in Utah, what's he going to do here? If you put Phil Jackson back on the New Jersey Nets back in the day, what is he going to do at that point? Sometimes you're a factor and product of your environment. Certainly the quarterback does deliver that. Now, talking about quarterbacks here, Mac Jones, New England Patriots, you've got to be kidding me. And over the break, I was telling Kevin, like, hey, look, I am blaming this on Bill Belichick. Well, that's not his fault. That was unscripted, exactly. Because you know why, Kevin? The offense is coached by a defensive coordinator who probably doesn't have the wherewithal to go over every single thing you need to from an offensive perspective to second check and guess. Hey, guys, it's the last play here. Look, we're going to hand the football off. If you get open room, try to do the best with it. If you have a tight lateral you want to go to because you want to make a play, so be it. Just be smart with the football and see what you can do. Hand off, 30-yard run. Wide receiver throws the football all the way back 30 yards to the quarterback who can't do anything. Not Michael Vick back there, and you lose the game. Probably because you weren't instructed. How many times do you see, Kevin, before a play, like, hey, look, if you run this football up the middle, we need 11 yards to get the first down. Don't score a touchdown, just go down. That's coached into it. You're being told, like, okay, if I see this happen, this is what I'm going to do. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually really odd. And I think the answer is, if you, hey, Bill, why didn't you take the knee, right? I think he would say, well, maybe Ramondre breaks it and we win the game.
Yes.
Which I'm fine with, by the way. What did he pick up, like 30 yards on the ground on the run?
Yeah, it was almost one of those where it's like, hey, let him score, but don't let him score. Like, nobody tried. It's like, oh, my God, he might be able to break this, can he?
Yeah. As he was going, though, I'm like, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you figured he was going to probably have to lateral it, which he did, which
yes,
in the moment when he did it, it was kind of fine. And this is why, like, I don't know how many people are. I mean, I'm sure in New England it's way different. But I actually don't feel like I've heard a lot of people killing Jacoby Myers. And it's like, what a bad decision. But in a way, someone laterals you the football, it's kind of it's like instincts, right? Like, Don, if you were holding a plate of food and I went, hey, catch and throw you a football, I feel like you dropped the food, right? Just instinctual wide receiver, an absolute dog who's going to get after it for his entire life. If Jacoby Myers probably got the ball lateral to him and he's like, oh, we're running the lateral play, right? And you know, and just everything escapes you in that moment. And you know what I'm saying? But for Belichick, I can't kill him because he could have taken the knee. But as I said, the Raiders are so bad on defense. Maybe, and to a degree as I'm watching it, like maybe he's about to go.
I was really shocked because it wasn't even one of those where it was like how can I put it? Like, oh, man, just a terrible choice. And you ladder back two or three times, and he didn't mean to fumble it, but he just dropped the ball, and he fell down. The other guy picks it up and runs it in 30 yards. This was, let me throw it back to Mac. Oh, wait a second. I just threw it directly to a Raider waiting for this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like, I meant to throw it to the quarterback, but it slipped out of my hands, and that's what, like, no, you threw it, like, directly at Chandler Jones. Like, right there. And the best part about it is, like, Mac, now, hear me out on this. You got to make a decision. And I'm not even talking about Kevin where he got ran over and got trucked and didn't even really try. That ball's in the air. Aren't you playing like I'm going to play volleyball with this thing? Like, he's only 5 yards away. That ball's floating in the air. You either make like the fight or flight. Like, oh, I'm just going to wait on it, or am I just going to go knock him down, trip him, or let's just say that ball goes there and Mac just takes his legs out. The ball probably rolls around and the Patriots around it, you know, Raiders are around it, and nothing probably happens. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it was like a clean catch and, okay, now let me just run you over.
I'm not defending. Look, Mac Jones is terrible. But in that moment, if you're Mac Jones, you're probably like, why is the ball coming my way? You're like instinct. He has zero wide receiver instincts. He hardly has any athletic instincts, right? So he probably doesn't know what to do. Shout out the fact that Chandler Jones was basically sat there baiting him like a free safety. By the way, he's waiting.
Or is he just being lazy?
Honestly, probably that. We can call a spade a spade. I'm fine with that. But I'll just say this. Did you watch the play live as it happened?
No, I did not. No.
Okay. So I did. And I got to be honest with you. When Ramondre lateraled, I think I turned to Jacoby Myers like, let's get lateral crazy here. That ball leaves Jacoby Myers, I think even before so. And I was with the brigade and one of my brothers screams, the game is tied. Like, he was seeing it clearly. And I was just, like, pumped up about the play. But I don't care. Listen, Jacoby Myers, if you can take any joy, it'll probably take some years. Man, just go watch what you let Mac Jones end up with, man. How funny that was to watch him get rolled over like a four-year-old by another NFL player was just perfect.
Yep, and I bet if the Patriots were good, still had Tom Brady, they would have made an example out of Jacoby Myers here and released him because that's not the football team we have. No, Bill, it's exactly the football team you have. And we'll be right back on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, hour number one on Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Sonny and Kevin here. If you want to get involved in the show, easy to do. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose on a Monday with a massive Cleveland Browns win that I know he's so excited for. Moose, what you got today?
You bet. You know why I'm so excited for that? Because it helped out our interstate brothers, the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, we're throwing them a little love. I tell you what, hope you guys had a great week, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mount Union lost to NIL. That's okay. There's next year. But, you know, soccer and the World Cup, the guy hit a hat trick. I mean, how about that? You know, the Cavs are on a winning streak. But Cleveland, you know, I watched part of that game, and it looks like Deshaun Watson is just bringing back a whole different new dynamics on how that team is running. And it was good, typical Ohio football. Wind gusts, snow, missed field goals, blocked punts, fumbles. I tell you what, it was a fun day of football. And then how about Joe Burrow coming back in the second half? You know, and I saw an interesting stat where Brady was like 85-0 when leading by over 17 points at the halftime. You know, I mean, just, you know, just great, great weekend in sports. You know, hopefully you guys got a great, great weekend. And good to listen to you guys. Good to hear K-Dub on. I listen to him on the weekends as well. He's the hardest working man besides you, DRS.
Oh,
you know,
true story.
Right there.
True story. True story.
Right there.
Yeah, he's right.
You know, so
he's right.
You know, listen to DRS in the morning. I tell you what, it's just thoroughly enjoyable listening to you guys throughout the day. But
by the way, Moose, real quick here.
Yes.
Hold on, real quick. Christmas Eve, Cleveland. I'm seeing 13 degrees and 30 mile an hour winds for the Saints game. I mean, are we 7 degrees in Chicago this coming weekend? 2 degrees in KC? You need to give me that marine forecast later in the week. I need it.
Hey, I tell you what. No, how about if I give you the Navy one and maybe the Air Force one?
Yes. See that? He listens. That's a good one. There you go. Checking in on that one. But I'm telling you, there are going to be some cold conditions. But as always, Moose, right on point. He knows who the hardest working men in his business are. Man, I should say. Yeah.
I cannot believe he gave you that nod there. If I had to guess off the top of my head, you would be inside the top five. But, I mean, we're talking about sneaking inside the top five.
I know. By the way, it should have worked in here some guaranteed days off for DRS. We'll see if it happens over the next couple months. I'm telling you, the wife is sending me pictures of like Curacao and all this stuff, and I'm saying like, ooh, those days used to be nice here, but I got a sort of an Iron Man streak. I got to keep up here and never take another day off work until I'm like 60 years old.
Yeah, the only thing I can hold on to is you getting backed into a wedding and me catching you the one thing. Like, you went first. And you haven't gone since.
Exactly. Like, I've been fortunate, right? Like, no, oh, my God, I can't get out of bed. I have COVID so bad. You know, funerals out here. You know, we've been a little bit lucky over the past year and a half where it's nothing you can do about it type stuff.
There was one show you said, like, you know how a guy's like, yeah, his hamstring was so bad he wouldn't have played if the game was Saturday, but he's playing Sunday?
Correct.
You had a sickness so bad where you said, like, I made it Monday. I was never doing the show if it was on Sunday.
Correct. Yeah.
And we also had, now it wouldn't have counted because I feel like once you're here, you're here.
Yeah.
But we also had a show where you almost had to bow out for what would have been 80% of the show. And yet somehow you actually did the entire second hour.
The best part about that, too, is that thank God that was a radio show, because I don't even know what I would have been trying to do on TV. But just to give the people a little bit of a notion, you probably would never know that it was happening. But opening up a show and just trying to find the words to open the show with, and you only had like a limited vocabulary, and something had to do with the Boston Celtics, which I think I said like four times through with the K-Dub. Like, I don't even know where I don't think I can even make it through this, you know, closing out this episode. I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, Kev, I need a little bit of time right now. Why? What's going on? I don't think I can see right now. I mean, I'm making light of the situation at this point, but I literally had to basically lay down so when I opened my eyes, because I have a huge computer screen in front of me that I go, I couldn't see the right, like, I couldn't even get like this. So I was like, Kevin, Celtics Center favored by 3, and I like the Celtics, and what do you think? Like, that was it. That was all I could, like, muster for a segment.
It was such, it's one of those, I actually also don't love joking about it because I think I took it more serious than you and still do in a way because you know how I am.
Yeah.
But you try to shoot me the save me text. I wasn't paying any attention to the phone.
Oh, yeah. That was
so
a tough one, too. Yeah.
That was brutal. Wow. And so I didn't really have any idea, but I know occasionally, like, you don't love talking NBA. So yeah. You throw me these short questions, and I'm like, am I supposed to go on a long-winded rant? Does he want me to bag off the topic? Like, I don't know where to go here, you know? So we were just kind of making it through, and I still can't believe that, like, you were like, psh, I feel great, man. I think it was like Red Sox Orioles on at 2 o'clock. I think we just started breaking the game down live. So
yeah, that was certainly an interesting one, nonetheless, here, about working and working through some things. But if that was an on-camera one, I don't know how that would have dealt with that, because I don't know where my headspace was at. I'm like, you know what? Let me just take like a segment or two off at this point and go take a quick cat nap just to, when I wake up, hopefully I can start to see again. So,
I've
but it never came back
on TV a couple times.
Yeah.
What? I had to do it the other day. I had to bail on you on TV. That's when we had the Mac truck backing up to open up the show.
What was the good one that you bailed, though? You bailed on one where, like, we were still... Who was producing that, too? Because that was the best reaction of all. Yes,
the
like, kid. In my ear.
Oh,
and I couldn't, like, I was trying to, like, keep it together. Like, I don't know where, like, why did he give up? Like, we can hear him over here. You know what? I'm not dealing with this again. Kev leaves the set. But it was the producer, like, saying, like, oh, my God, he's gone. I'm like, oh,
we didn't
right.
Like, Wi-Fi in the building. So, like, the connection was unreliable. And I...
In the mid-sentence, though. Mid-sentence, yeah. As if you were, like, off the air. You just bounce. I'm like, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm like, well, this isn't working. And I got to go because they got it. Because they kept putting me up. And I'm like, you can't. So here, all right, we'll pull the full curtain back. I'll tell you this. It would have been your favorite moment in the history of Sports Grid, but I kept myself reserved. So if you guys, what was this, Monday morning, I think maybe? Or I don't remember what it was. Could have been Thursday. Honestly, it all escaped
last
me.
Week?
Kind of blank. Last week with the Mack truck. Oh, no, yes. It was a Friday morning, actually. It was a Friday morning because I was surly, as you said.
You were surly, yes.
And it was mainly because of this computer. So it started beeping. So I threw it back to Donnie so he could take it, mute me, get me off camera. Let's figure this out. So I throw it to Donnie. They go double box the whole way. Don't mute me. And I was very close to, I think, going viral, screaming in the back, mute this thing and get me off the screen. Because I was like, what are we doing here? But if I would have done that, all control would have been lost, because I don't think you would ever be able to bounce back from laughter if I started screaming at people live on television.
That would have been nice. It would have been.
I
good
don't scream there. Like, at people. Also,
there was some very good times over the past year where we've had some pretty good, like, you know, when the beat just dropped in on a random NFL highlight out of nowhere, and just like, I mean, we never had that again either. Like, that was never part of the repertoire. But I do like the peel back behind the screens where it's just like, you know what. What is actually going on over there? You know, times where me and Joe Rainier on a Wednesday and I can't hear anything, but I'm still trying to do a 7-7 where we're both on the screen at the same time. No idea what's being said out here. No idea what's supposed to be said. And that's the way it is. You just got to be professional. You can't get nervous. You can't get nervous in those big moments. Which I tend to actually like those moments.
That's all you care about, man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did want to bring this up too. If anybody's noticing the holiday spirit around the Sports Grid Network, there is a very good commercial that is going around right now with us as, like, bobbleheads. Now, I want to say, like, I did an hour, you know, second show this morning as the hardest working man on the network with BSS. I don't know if he was too happy that somebody came down and, like, you know, dropped that star up there. Oh, felt like he maybe thought he should have been a little bit more in the mix.
Who should have been more in the mix?
BSS. He thought he should have been dotting that tree up there.
Nah, he was plenty involved. They let the star crown the star, man. Tremendous.
Not there. Now here's,
and also, I think because I'm so light, it was easy to get me to float above.
Exactly. Now, see, like, if the man with the coffee cup and the robe right now, like, if he had his input in this, like, don't you think, look, I'm not trying to be nasty, but in a way, I'm trying to be fun nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was, like, a crane and maybe the guy was a little, like, that would have just, like, that would have been, like, hey, look, what do you think about this commercial? And like, oh, here's what we got to change this up. Now, I would have lost it.
If
now, I would have thought it was
pulling
the best.
Pulling me up.
Oh, my.
Like,
gosh.
On the thing, and they would have had you and
me and Ben, man. Like, pulling you up. Yes,
oh,
like, pulling you up. Yeah.
Goodness, man.
Man.
No, that would have been.
Do a reshoot of that.
I wouldn't have been angry. I might have been
But
angry
what happens if you, like, if. But what happens if you, like, dot it with, like, the star on top, but then, like, we drop you into the tree, like, if that was an anime? Oh, my gosh.
What if I was, like, you know how sometimes people put the angel on top of the tree?
Yes.
What if that was me?
Just like you were, like, we put you on the top of the tree?
Yeah.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
Just me.
I might have needed some a little bit, like, I need some, like, voices on that. It was very good to see because it caught me off guard. Like, take a look at that commercial. I had to go back and watch it and got a laugh out of it. Obviously, because you're dropping the star on the top of the tree. Mm-hmm. But that's Sports Grid right there for you. I mean, everybody had a nice little center stage. Now, before we get to this break, let's get another phone call. Bill from Michigan is out there on a Monday today. What's good, Bill?
Big Bill.
Kevin, I owe you an apology.
Whoa.
Mm.
What for?
A couple months ago, I called and defended Donnie on air because I thought you were giving him too hard of a time about being forgetful and claiming ADD. And your response was, you know, sometimes it just comes down to arrogance. And I saw Donnie's arrogance on Saturday during the Colts and Vikings.
The game is over. It's over already. The game is over. There's no way the Vikings.
Bill out, Donnie. Now, I mean, let's hear Bill out. Bill, keep going, Bill. I mean, you're on a roll here.
Well, that's typical of someone who has a high opinion of himself. He usually talks over people.
Way over. That game is over, by the way. I'm not so sure that game even ended 33-6.
Okay, Kevin, it starts out, he tweets out, you got to pull Cook and Jefferson right now. I'm like, wait a minute. Yes. I'm in a high-stakes league. Jefferson's in my lineup. I got pre-flop. Before the season even kicks off, I got Jefferson, $50 to be offensive player of the year. And I see now that he's minus money, and I got him at plus 1,500. And he's talking about pulling Cook and Jefferson out.
That's why you're mad. Not even because of the opinion.
No,
Donnie.
Crazy. They won the football game.
Nah, they lost.
Donnie, you're talking over me again. You can't help yourself, can you?
It's an L. You will never see that again. I was right, and I'm on the right side of history there.
Oh, my God. That's typical of an arrogant person. He can't admit he's wrong. Wow.
I am right. It never happened. The game never
happened. My God.
Never. Never.
Oh.
Never. Final score. Indianapolis won in overtime.
Membership.
He's wrong, and he knows it. And I'll be back. The right side. Continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final hour, number one, as we head off into hour number two. And we got a lot more football to talk about. But by the way, we're going to get JP to see where he's going tonight. I assume it's going to be Monday Night Football. But real quick here, Salt Bay Celebrity Chef. Like, I had no idea. I saw him on, like, one quick TikTok or whatever where he's sprinkling a steak. And now all of a sudden there's a billionaire out here and roaming around begging Messi. And the thing I'm bringing this up is nobody's allowed to touch this trophy except for, like, dignitaries and the people who win it. But yet I see him just carrying the trophy around. And that's why FIFA's upset about this World Cup. What is going on over there? What?
I don't know.
Where'd even make that rule?
I don't know. Who beats me? No clue. But what a World Cup. I got to tell you, this morning I knew. I put a lot of thought into our show. And the World Cup this morning, I knew we had to do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I know that I'm going to throw Donnie.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what'd you think about the World Cup? One of the greatest sporting events.
Yep.
No exaggeration we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I know that he is going to talk about the penalties. And it was even worse than I thought it was going to be.
Better.
JP, actually, get in here for a minute because this is usually your segment anyway. JP, do you want to know what happened this morning when I throw it to Donnie on yesterday's 3-3 World Cup spectacle? He proceeds to say to me, not only, we all can agree that it shouldn't have ended in penalties and what's that about? And then also added, now we all know that, you know, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, Nobody's going to think about this game for another 4 years until the World Cup comes back around.
Yep. That is a crazy take on that situation. That's the best game of any sport I've ever watched in my life, too.
No, you got to be out of your mind. You got.
And Donnie comes on,
I
join the show, and he goes, yeah, it didn't run into the Eagles thing game, thankfully.
Exactly. Like, if that thing was going to run, like, into, like, the Eagles, like, oh, but the Eagles would be on, like, a Fox Sports 1, I'd have lost my mind.
You know,
lost my mind at this point.
They sent that alert out well before, like, Fox Sports programming Twitter. Like, yeah, that World Cup trophy presentation will be on FS1. See you there.
Give me the trophies. Hour number two coming up. And yes, we're going to find out where JP's going tonight. Let's do it. Hour number two coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.